This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Tom Withers sitting in today as we get you through the holidays. I hope you're not working today. I hope you're out and about and you're shopping or you're just relaxing, you're chilling, maybe meeting up with some friends for lunch. And glad to you're making us a part of your day. So we appreciate that. Isn't that nice?
That was really nice.
You know, it's kind of
like a Hallmark card right there.
It was.
Yeah.
God, could those movies be any worse? Did you see Family Guy did a spinoff?
No.
I watched it last week.
It's I got to watch that. Yeah. That sounds awesome.
Yeah. I don't know the family. I could write those Hallmark movies in 30 minutes, and they're all the same one.
Yep.
They're all the same one. Let's find some fake town. Let's get Pavel Bure's wife to go do only the hockey guy me would say that. It's canon cameras.
Pavel Bure.
Yeah.
Nice pull right there.
But
favorite Christmas movie. Go ahead.
Oh, good question. Miracle. It's got to be. Not the Miracle on
34th Street.
Yeah, not
the original.
Although I will tell you, Herb Brooks' version is pretty good too.
I was just about to say, how are you going to spin this to Christmas? I'm excited already.
Well, there's ice, you know.
There's ice, and when they won, I felt like it was Christmas.
That's true.
The Russians are coming for dinner.
That's true.
Menigan, what about you?
Oh shoot. It's a tie between like Christmas Vacation is not a good movie by any means. It's a collection of 7 awesome skits.
Oh, it's a great movie.
And that's what but that's all those National Lampoon movies is to 6 great skits that they put a really loose plot on. Like it's almost, I'm waiting for someone to do the giant piece where they compare all those movies to musicals because it's pretty much the same thing where it's like, here's this loose plot surrounding all these great songs.
Right.
White Christmas will always sit near and dear to my heart because I watch it with my parents every year. And so that one's up there.
Nice.
All right, what's yours?
I'm probably going to go Christmas Carol 1951, Alistair Sim as the original Scrooge. That's the best.
Wow.
I would have to throw out a Muppet Christmas Carol, too.
Yeah.
I love the Muppet Christmas Carol.
Oh, Muppet's pretty good.
The Muppet Christmas Carol.
And don't get me wrong, I love the Elves. You know, I mean, Elf is just too good.
Elf is really good.
It really has grown into something special.
Yeah.
You know?
So my sister-in-law was in town over the weekend. They're from Utah. They came in. I was spent some time with them. She will debate anything with you. Like she's just great at that. I love these conversations because they're deep thought conversations. She loves the debate.
Yep.
So we had this conversation. I was like, so, and she was like, what? I go, Die Hard. Is it a Christmas movie or not?
Oh boy.
And I thought for sure she would say, no way. That's a Christmas movie. She said, yes.
We've become the internet.
She said, yes. And I was like, wow, I could not believe that. Do you think it's a Christmas movie? I don't.
No.
They would have never been at Nakatomi Plaza if it wasn't for the holiday.
That's right.
It would have never been at Nakatomi Plaza if it wasn't for the holiday.
Home Alone? Speaking of Home Alone, did you see the SNL knockoff? Oh, you got to see
that. No, from this past weekend?
Oh, it's so funny.
Yeah.
It was so good. It was really gory. It was unbelievable. I think I lied. It's a Wonderful Life.
Come on.
It's so good.
I don't know how I could miss that. It's a Wonderful Life. But then again, there's another one of those that movie isn't really about Christmas, is it?
Tell you what.
It just happens to be at the time of Christmas.
The final scenes are getting me every time.
Man, I'm
emotional to watch that movie sometimes. I get all choked up.
IMDb says that Die Hard is the number 3 Christmas movie of all time.
What's number 1? Just interested.
Wonderful Life.
Okay.
I saw that. I was like, oh, man, that's surprise. So right.
That makes sense.
It's such a great movie. It really, and then, Bedford's in there.
Does it have a list?
They didn't shoot that in Bedford.
They give you a top 10 list, or what does it give you?
Yeah, I can give you the top 10 list.
Go ahead. Yeah, shoot.
Coming in at number 10, Santa Claus.
World War Pants.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is a... Wait a
That's
second.
Not a movie.
I'm going backwards.
Because I was
going
to bring that up. I'm like, are those... Can,
not
like,
a movie.
Like, here,
I'm going back.
Brown Christmas considered a movie?
Is what?
Like a Charlie Brown Christmas. Is that considered a movie?
No.
No.
Or is that just a TV special?
There you go. TV special.
I'm going back to 15. Scrooged is 15, which I think is pretty
good.
With Murray?
Yeah, Bill Murray. That's really good.
Solid.
Polar Express, worthy, right?
Okay.
14. Bad Santa, 13.
Oh, come on.
This is IMDb. Gremlins?
Yeah, a lot of people think Gremlins is a Christmas movie.
Wow.
It's like one scene, right? No.
Yeah.
It's around the holidays, right? Is that kind of the...
Yeah.
Rudolph, the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Not a movie.
11.
A movie.
Yeah, I agree. Not a movie. The Santa Claus, Tim Allen.
Okay.
The original.
All right.
I thought that was pretty good. That was 10. That's worthy of being 10. Miracle on 34th Street is 9.
There you go.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas. That should be the Jim Carrey, Ron Howard one.
That's a TV special in my mind, unless it is the Jim Carrey.
The original, yeah. The 1965.
Yeah.
The movie one, though, is
Karloff.
Yeah.
I guess the new animated one is the number one most streamed movie right now as well, the Grinch with Jim Carrey.
Okay.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I might have to check that out. Christmas Story, Cleveland's Own, right? Number 7. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation is number 6. Elf is 5. A Christmas Carol.
1951?
From 1951.
That's me.
Yep. Yeah, that's you.
Hey.
That's right there. Die Hard is 3. Home Alone is 2. It's a Wonderful Life is 1.
Okay.
There you go.
Those all work.
Nice. What's it? You got me curious. What's 100?
Got to be a Hallmark
movie. The Naughty 9 is 100.
Oh, boy. That sounds
You're
like
not allowed to watch that.
Yeah.
I'm
it sounds
just
like
saying,
a don't get fired.
It's, I don't know anybody that's in this, nor do I know their nicknames. When it figures right, when Andy, this is the storyline on him. When Andy finds out he's on Santa's naughty list, he pulls together a group of naughty list kids to get presents they think they deserve.
Well, I went a different direction than I thought it was going to.
So because it was such a tradition in our family to watch that Christmas Carol, 1951, Alistair Sim.
Yeah.
My brother was in London in the last few months. And they have tours where you can go to the actual spots where here's where Tiny Tim and Scrooge embraced.
Oh, that's
and
pretty cool.
Yeah, the whole thing. Yeah, he was really into it.
All right, now I'm more into the bottom of this list.
Okay.
The Ultimate Christmas Present is number 99, starring Haley Hirsch and Spencer Breslin.
Another one shouldn't be watching, man.
I've never heard of any of these. Number 98, Grumpy Cat's Worst Christmas Ever.
Oh, I saw that floating around. With the just because that grumpy cat took over all over the place.
Oh, cat. Okay, yeah.
So
grumpy cat is an internet meme sensation with over 6 million Facebook friends who has graced the cover of. I don't even remember.
He had his 15 minutes and 9 lives.
Keep getting them checks.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Operation Christmas Drop? I don't remember that. It's not 2020.
Is that like 97? Operation Dumbo Drop, except with Santa?
All right, here's where I thought we'd get to. Number 96, 12 Days of Giving.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of that. 95, Ernest Saves Christmas. We should leave it at that.
Jim Varney, was that his name?
Yeah, Jim Varney.
Dang. Yeah, Jim Varney.
I grew up with those.
Explains a lot.
I grew up with those movies. Ernest goes to jail. Ernest, you know.
Oh, I'm so bummed everything. Out. Yeah. 93.
Ernest goes to camp.
93 is Pete's Christmas. I was hoping that was like Pete Davidson's Christmas. It's not. It's some other guy named Pete.
The other Pete.
Too many Petes.
Andy, do you see Candy Cane Lane on there anywhere?
Candy Cane Lane, man.
That's the Eddie Murphy movie.
Yeah. Me and my mom just found it on TV. It was one of those movies where you're watching it and you're like, this is so stupid, but you can't stop watching it. It was not good.
I'm looking through here. The Ref is considered.
The Ref?
Yeah, with Dennis Leary. Remember that? 68. I'm looking for, Candy Cane Lane, number 65.
65.
Eddie Murphy's in there. Eddie Murphy's in
that. With a bullet.
Eddie Murphy is in Candy Cane Lane.
Right.
Yes.
It seemed like kind of like a low production movie for him.
What year is this?
2023.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow, is right.
I think it was one of those Netflix movies.
Part of his comeback.
I think Amazon. No, maybe Amazon Prime. I don't know.
Oh, here's another one. Like Kent State's own Michael Keaton, Jack Frost.
Oh, I like that one.
That wasn't bad. Yeah, I remember seeing at least part of it.
You know, so I threw the Kent State thing.
I did.
A very Harold and Kumar Christmas, number 60.
I've watched that.
Is there a Cheech and Chong Christmas special?
It's the closest that you're going to get, and you probably need an altered state to enjoy it.
Altered states.
Yes.
Number 45.
This is weird, though. You're right. Like Frosty the Snowman comes in at 46.
That's a TV special.
They should do a different one for TV specials. I don't see any other good things. All right, I'm done. I can't play this game anymore. And by the way, I didn't have music, and I gave you a list. Dan, we broke all the rules of the show today.
It's not here. We don't have to do these things.
That's true. All right, so we're standing by for Shedeur Sanders.
Tom Withers not big on bad bossa nova. We have to get away from it.
Oh, we can't do that.
It's okay. Music is music. Well, next week we'll do our end of year music.
We'll do holiday, or we'll do.
We got Buckeyes next week too, man.
Yeah, I'm pumped for that.
I am too.
I don't know. You got me worried.
I am a little. I'm just nervous, only because I watched that Miami team enough this year that they got some dudes, man. They got some really good players. Those defensive ends they have are terrific. That Reuben Bain Jr. is going to be a handful.
This is my biggest takeaway from the weekend. I know. Do we have a second here before Shedeur?
Heck yeah.
Okay. I thought it was weird that we finally got the split. Home road wins. You know, because last year it was all the road teams. Right, all the road teams won last year. Is that right? Yeah. No.
No.
First week.
Second week, all the teams got byes, got beat.
Yeah, but the first week. All the
home teams won.
Yeah, it was all the home
teams.
Yeah,
the Buckeyes hosted Tennessee.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. All the home teams won
Notre
last
Dame,
year.
Notre Dame, Indiana. Right.
And so we had two road teams win this year.
Correct.
And then so you're hoping that this year that, you know, if you have the bye off, that you're not falling victim to what everybody fell into last year.
Right. How about how quickly people jumped on Alabama when they were down 17-0?
Oh,
here it is. Yeah, there's the Alabama team we knew wouldn't show up, blah, blah, blah. And then here they came. What a comeback that was. You know, we all knew that the Tulane, Mississippi game would probably go the way it went. And then poor James Madison. I mean, I was happy for them that they scored, 26 points or whatever against Oregon's third string defense.
Right.
But you could see that was going to happen as well. You know, obviously.
How do you fix this thing? Like Notre Dame, you watch
gonna,
it, it's hard to say.
Well, there's going to be fixes. I think the biggest fix that they need to have is that this next round should be on campus sites, because that's what college football is all about, right? It's about that home environment, et cetera. Those teams that have won have earned that right, not necessarily with a a bye and then another home game, but they got to fix it. I think it was interesting. I heard somebody bring this up that if you want to include the bowl games, and that's part of college football tradition as well,
right?
Have the bowl games at the beginning of the season, which I think is fascinating. So you could have a Rose Bowl in September and just pair up whomever.
A Big Ten against a traditional Pac-10 team.
Oh, Tom, we can't have that.
Yeah, I know. But anyway,
they wouldn't get their sunset at the Rose Bowl. Jim Delaney wouldn't have his sunset.
I think they would be into that as long as the venue still got to host the national semifinals or the national the national championship.
And I think what they're trying to do as well is that it makes it tough for fans to travel for these games, right?
Right.
These quarterfinal games, if you will, right? The Cotton Bowl, right?
It's expensive, man.
Well, especially if you're going to go, if you're a Buckeye fan and you want to do all three, good luck. I mean, that's not in my budget. I don't know.
No, the good thing for Ohio State is they have alumni all over the country, they don't have any trouble.
And they travel well as well. So I think the good thing is that there were some tweaks made this year. There are clearly going to be some tweaks next year, given the everything that happened with Notre Dame being left out this year.
Yeah.
That the way that whole thing went down in the last couple of weeks was just interesting. And the way the ACC dealt with it, it was not a clean look. So,
all right. So we are standing by. We are waiting for Shedeur Sanders' press conference. That's going to happen. I do want to ask you another Ohio State question when we come back into this. Like, the whole thought of playing a bowl game on New Year's Eve. Think about that.
Gotcha.
Do you like that or do you not like that? 216-474-0092. We'll talk about that. We're also waiting for Shedeur Sanders to step up to the podium. Baskin and Phelps with Tom Withers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.